This is Inside Wealth, the ultimate disclosure on Talk 910 KNEW. Living a healthy and happy life is about awakening to matters of your wallet, balanced by concerns of your heart. Now, Stu Zimmerman.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Inside Wealth. We're talking about the wealth that just can't be taxed because it's inside of you. And we all know that this is the time of year where the taxes are coming on and we don't quite feel as wealthy financially or perhaps the stress level is up a little bit more than it typically is just because we're writing those checks that are absolutely imposed on us. We're not sure exactly where it's going, exactly what it's funding, and exactly what our return is on all of it, right? We really don't know all of that. So we're going to take a look at it today, not so much from the tax angle, but take a look at our financial wealth because, let's face it, okay, as much as the money is not ultimately who we are, that's not the inside wealth. The inside wealth is a joy for living and an appreciation for this moment and bringing the best of who we are as human beings. That said, there's nothing like a little coin in our pocket, at least in this society, so we can go out and have some fun with it, enjoy our lives with it, and even improve the lives of others with it. So today, we're going to take a hard look at our economy. So this really is a bit of a special program dedicated to our economy. And with us today in studio is Steve McClellan. And he's been a Wall Street analyst for more than three decades and at Merrill Lynch and Institutional Investor All-American Research Team for 19 years, which, by the way, that's like being an all-star for 19 years, if you want to talk about it in baseball terms or anything else. So to have an all-star analyst with us in studio here is a rare feat of ours, frankly, and it's a real cue to you all to listen up. He's also the author of Full of Bull, and we're going to find out exactly how deep that bull extends and how full it is with Steve in a moment. And after that, we will have our Brain Trust member, George McCown, who manages a few billion dollars of private equity at McCown DeLue. He's also the chairman of Outward Bound and the chairman emeritus of the World Business Academy. Also on the board of overseers of the Hoover Institution and a self-proclaimed Republican. So when you have all that together, he has his own ideas and insights in terms of where the economy is headed. So this is a show you need to listen to in its entirety. And if you miss any part of it, you can come to InsideWealth.net. That's InsideWealth.net. And catch the whole show. And here we go, and we're going to start. Because we have such great guests, we're not going to give you a bowl of stew today. We're just going to give you a little cup. But a sample nonetheless. So here we go. This week's Cup of Stew is really to honor the title of Full of Bull and see exactly how far it extends. Because I'd invite you to consider there's a rumor here. There's a rumor that there was a golden calf once upon a time, in the time of Moses. And that somehow, that was only in the time of Moses. Well, I want to let you all know that this week's Cup of Stew honors that this, in fact, golden calf has never died. The golden calf is alive and well and has been for our entire lives. Just like our financial system has evolved, where once it was barter, and then it went to gold or metal, and then we had a currency, a paper currency, backed by a gold standard. And since then, the gold standard went away, and it just came to what's called a bureaucratic fiat in terms of just determining how much dollars can be printed. And now, of course, we're going beyond paper because so many of our transactions are now electronic, so that even the paper is dissolving. So, too, has the golden calf. The golden calf has become increasingly less visible in many ways, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't operate our own psyches, because I think we all know that we spend so much of our time and our lives focusing on making money, using it as a scorecard, and when we see it receding and we see the possibility of recession looming, whether you have millions of dollars or not, it can be really disconcerting. Well, this program is really to help us, once and for all, get that golden calf out of here, okay? It's done. It's time. And with that, we have Steve McClellan in-house with us here today in studio to talk about the economy and, more specifically, his book, Full of Bull, which, by the way, has also been a bestseller on Amazon. So he's getting it out there. He's a brilliant guy, a good friend, and a great thinker. Steve, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely.
So let's get right into it. And first, let's start with your book. And why did you write it in the first place?
I spent 32 years on Wall Street. The first day after I had left Wall Street, I was on an airplane next to a fellow stranger passenger. He saw my bag tag, a business card that said Merrill Lynch. He started grilling me. I immediately realized there's millions of people out here that take Wall Street literally. They have no clue about the code and the misleading Wall Street practices and guidance. Things like this, the fact that the streets are very bad at stock picking, the opinion rating system on the street are very misleading, and the favorable bias and several other factors. And I said, my God, I think we really need to enlighten them. And that's one thing I've tried to do with this book, Full of Bull, is, which no other book seems to do, is tell it like it is about all these confusing, conflicted Wall Street practices that are so detrimental to sound investing.
Well, so why don't you give us some examples in terms of some of these business practices that we would otherwise take for granted and make our hard-earned dollar investment decisions with that, in fact, you know, mislead us?
Yeah. Individuals seem to listen to their broker's advice as if he's a unbiased, objective, astute financial advisor. And they don't realize the first and foremost thing, that Wall Street is eternally, absolutely has this favorable bias. Of all the investment stock ratings on the street right now, only 5% of the stocks are rated sell, even in this bad bear market. 49% are buy, 46% are neutral. And when the market's going down, they don't call it a down market or a falling market. They call it a correction. But, of course, they don't call a rising market a mistake. And it's like that. A falling market like we have now is called volatility. When we roll over into a recession like is going on right now, they call it negative growth. They don't call it a decline. So I think investors are so misled by this eternal optimism on Wall Street. It's kind of like bottom line going into your car dealer and asking him, gee, do you think I should buy a car? And get, you know how objective and unbiased car dealers are. Okay.
So it's primarily self-serving for the analyst community to have an upbeat opinion as well as an upbeat rosy forecast for that matter.
Absolutely, because the again, individuals don't understand that the main audience for brokerage firms and securities analysts on Wall Street are not these individuals, but they are the big institutions, the hedge funds and the mutual funds and the pension funds and so forth. And that's the audience they play to. And, of course, they own a lot of stocks, you know, in their portfolios massively, and they don't appreciate when a brokerage firm or an analyst downgrades it to a sell. So they get very upset. So that's a systemic built-in inhibitor. And also the corporations represented by the stocks that the analysts have to have relationships with all those executives. And you can imagine their reaction when an analyst goes to a very negative opinion. They close off the analyst, shut him out, and badmouth them and so forth. And so the analyst, again, has this systemic built-in situation where they're very reticent to ever be negative on a stock. Worst case, they're neutral.
Well, you know, putting my feet in the shoes of an executive for a minute, if I know there's going to be a few hard quarters, but really believe in the underlying premise of this company in the long term, then actually having the stock pull back at a given point in time and perhaps get a few more options at a lower strike price may not be the worst thing in the world.
Absolutely. I spend a whole chapter talking about executives and executive behavior, and I list a lot of the favorable traits that if investors notice and observe in executives, it's a pretty good endorsement of to buy the stock. And one of the main ones is forthright candidness. And if they actually admit to and talk about and go over the negatives, that gives them a lot of credibility. So you really believe when they're positives. A lot of management, on the contrary to that, are just you know, just like Wall Street analysts, hype, you know, always managing the stock rather than managing the company, and eternal optimists, kind of like a PR machine. And, of course, those are the kinds of companies that you have to be pretty careful about as an investor.
Can you give us a good example, Steve, of a company or a specific CEO who has gone out of his way to be particularly candid, even in the news isn't so positive?
Well, I've always thought John Chambers at Cisco has been one such very credible leader. There are quite a few others. I always thought Bill Gates at Microsoft, we'd go to analyst meetings over the years, he would accentuate all the negatives to the point where we'd almost kind of start downplaying these negatives because he was overly focused on balancing the equation. So I think some of the best leaders in American business have been just such forthright, objective kind of purveyors of their message, and that really is what I'm looking for when I invest in a company.
We're here with Steve McClellan, who is a longtime all-star analyst at Merrill Lynch in the technology sector, and he wrote a fantastic book called Full of Bull. We're really taking a look at what is true and what, in fact, is bull from the investment community here, because we're at an interesting point in time right now, Steve, where it's not only full of bull, but it could be full of bear. Well, what are your thoughts in terms of the overall economic reality as you see it in the moment? Is this cycle like all other cycles?
Well, I definitely think we're in a major downtrend part of a cycle. People always forget because every 10 years, you have a new generation of junior analysts and portfolio managers on Wall Street that are hadn't been through the last down cycle. I suspect this time, given all the plethora array of problems that are so widespread, we're going to have a long down cycle, a year and a half or two recession and stagflation and difficult, horrendous government deficits and so forth. So I just think, you know, the Wall Street optimism is, oh, second half of this year, everything will be fine. We'll see the upturn. Oh, we're already bouncing along the bottom. It's not going to get any worse. Oh, you know, and I think this is going to be like we had in the early 90s. I lived through this actually horrendous bear market in the early 70s. No one on Wall Street hardly remembers that. But 3 years, after 3 years have expired in the early 70s, where the market was down 50% at the end of that time. I don't know the market's going down 50% from here, but I just think we're in a bear market and it's going to be around through the end of next year.
Mm. So we're here with Steve McClellan. And Steve, you mentioned the word stagflation, which is something that really hasn't been in our lexicon, I don't think, since the early 70s. And by stagflation, just for everybody out there who may not have been around back then, we're talking about a climate which is inflationary, which means prices are going up, but also recessionary in terms of job loss, more people unemployed, and things being more difficult and being stretched in both directions, right?
Absolutely. If you look at all the expenses that normal people have to pay out for gasoline, for food, and a lot of normal things, they're all going up. If the true numbers that we see, the government is just like Wall Street, eternally optimistic, downplaying all the negatives. If we had true inflation indicators, they would be pretty healthy inflation occurring, healthy meaning pretty notable material inflation going on. And, of course, yeah, we have a recession. We have jobs declining. We have corporate profits rolling over. All sorts of indications. So I just think it's going to be a very sobering period ahead, and I don't think people are willing to admit it yet that we're even in a bear market particularly.
So one of the things you just mentioned, Steve, is that this notion of full of bull is not just limited to the Wall Street analyst community. It sounds like it's pervasive, even, dare I say, in the government in terms of the economic indicators and the way they're presented.
Absolutely. I heard one of the Fed chairmen recently, I guess the current one, saying, oh, negative growth. Oh, also another word he uses for a recession. They they're scared to death of using the R word. They call it a contraction. Well, you know, I mean, they're painting everything with rose-colored glasses as well. And so I just think investors, and I really primarily focusing, obviously, in the book about Wall Street, just need to be aware of all this so that they can make their own decisions, become their own analysts, and not be dependent on Wall Street for guidance and any objective financial viewpoints.
Okay, friends, we're going to be right back with more from Steve McClellan, where we'll get more into some of the practices that may be a little either deceptive or just not completely forthright from the Wall Street community, as well as some things you can do with your money right here on Inside Wealth. We'll have more Inside Wealth right here on Talk Radio 910 AM, KNEW, San Francisco.